No matter how thin you slice it, there's always two sides. Now, empathy, I tell you, that can take you far. It's a learned art. Keeps you in the game and relationships, and it protects you and I from our own judgment of others. Empathy helps keep you in check to resolve rather than falling into the trap of scoring and judging. I tell you what, that judging, it's an easy way out, especially when others see life differently than you, right? It takes effort and guts to refrain from thinking, what is wrong with them? Today's political environment, it's a barefaced example of this. Now, without divulging my side, I'm guilty of being judgmental of that other side. I just can't see how someone could possibly side with those issues.
I know that's right.
What's wrong with them? They must be blind, or worse, they must be broken.
Ooh.
And then I tap myself on the shoulder and I remember, hey, there's nothing wrong with them. They just don't see what I see. They're looking through a different angle. And to them, I probably look like the crazy one. Practicing the art of empathy has lifted me over mountains, my friend. Proverbs 2:10 reminds you and me to let understanding guard our hearts. It's impossible to judge another while truly, truly trying to understand them. Go ahead, try it. Your attempts to empathize, that's going to yank you away from the critique and scorn. Take notice when that little judger of yours wants to pop its way out. Empathy, you got to practice it. Consciously hold back that gavel that's in your hand and choose to listen. Ask questions. Consider what it might be like being them. Wow, how about them apples? I can assure you from personal experience, my choice to hold back judgment and consider their perspective, that brings me much better results in my relationships and in my surroundings. And my innards thank me as well. I tell you what, I don't have to carry around that toxic, gossipy judgment. Now you might be thinking, well, they see life through blinders. Here's the sobering news, are you listening? When you judge another without considering their view, you, my friend, you are the one seeing life through blinders. Oof. Tell you what, when someone does or says something that riles you, I want you to flip it. Consciously stay open and curious. Doesn't cost a dime, and it sure looks good on you. Remember today in your dealings that you don't have the patent on how life should be. No siree, Bob. No matter what you're seeing through your scope, somebody's looking through a different scope. Respect that and stay curious. It will serve you well. This is Rob. This is love and encouragement from my family to yours.